Does your kid not care? Well, I'd like to discipline him, but it just doesn't affect him. Doesn't faze him. He doesn't care. Really? Do you think that? Those of you, let's say, for example, you got a little one. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you send him to the corner. And he goes to the corner and sings. He actually sings. He laughs. He plays. Piece of cake. This is nothing that he can't handle. You think to yourself, that's not working. I've got to find something that bothers him. Now, wait a minute. How much bother do you want? Do you want him to be so bothered that he throws a fit? You don't want that. Do you want him to be so bothered that he starts to cry and sob and scratches the wall with his fingernails? How much bother do you want before you're convinced he cares? Do you want a window of bother? In other words, he seems displeased, but he's not acting upon it. Now, that would be the ideal, right? You see what you've done to yourself? You've basically limited what you think will be effective. Not too much upset, not too little upset. Not too big a fit, not laughing. First of all, that's dangerous because it means that when you pick a discipline consequence, you don't really have much wiggle room as to whether your kid's going to be affected by it, by that standard. Now, if you look at it by the standard that I think you should look at it by, which is over time, does it actually reduce the bad behavior? He goes to the corner 74 times in a week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And every time he goes, he's happy about it. Or at the very least, doesn't bug him. However, what you've noticed is over the past 2 months, in fact, he has become more cooperative. In fact, he's not tormenting his sister quite as much. In fact, he is listening when you make a request the first time. Your corner's working. I don't care that he seems to be unfazed by going there. That doesn't matter. All that means is he's making the best of an unpleasant situation. He's very good at this. He knows how to occupy his time rather pleasantly until it's over. I think that's a nice bit of coping, don't you? If you think he truly doesn't care about going to the corner or any other discipline you pick, whatever it is, an essay or early bedtime or 2 hours worth of labor or defining dictionary words, whatever. If you think he truly doesn't care, when was the last time little Igor walked up to you and said, excuse me, mother, I have some free time. Might I just go stand in the corner for a while? I really don't have much else to do. And seeing how I generally have such a pleasant time when I'm there, I'm just going to head over there. Is that okay with you, Mom? Mother? I'm going to bed an hour early. All right? I know that the times in the past when you sent me to bed early, I laid up there and I sang. I seemed to be in a good mood. Consequently, you thought that going to bed an hour early didn't bother me at all, and you were getting ready to throw it away as a consequence. But I just want you to know, Mother, that if given my own choice in this, there will be times I'm just going to walk up and go to bed early. And sing. Is that okay with you? I'd like to do that. Oh, by the way, before I do that, here's a 500-word essay that I wrote yesterday. I know you didn't assign me one, but again, I had some downtime, and I figured, I just write an essay. You know, when you give me essays, I don't seem to care, and so I was free, and I just wanted to write an essay. Have you had that happen to you? a bunch of times or even once. When a child doesn't care or seems unfazed or in the extreme even laughs about it, call him Josh. They care. They do. It just may take a little while for them to care more. First 42 times I go to the corner, oh, come on, I can stand on my head. This is nothing. The second 42 times, yeah, I've got ambivalence toward the corner. It's not something I like. It's not something I dislike. I'm kind of neutral toward the corner. The third 42 times, you know, this is getting to be a drag. I don't like this. This corner is bothering me. When kids don't care, they really care. But they do care that you care that they don't care. They care a lot more than you don't care. If you cared about them not caring, that's what they care about. So just remember that.